I'm surprised that Kevin Peterson's gone. I'm not surprised that Peter Moores has gone. But, you know, in a way, it's been presented as a crisis for England cricket. But actually, it might prove to be the making of the side in an odd sort of way. I've always felt for a long time that the coach has been somebody who has not been able to take the team forward at all, and in some respects has gone back. The individual players haven't progressed under his coaching, and that's really the nub of what Kevin Peterson's been trying to say. He is, as captain, has felt like that his side hasn't been able to progress. He's been in a position to, he thinks, be able to say something about that. And the upshot of it is that the coach is gone, and they will get a new coach. And I think that's probably the right thing to happen, and it's probably happening at the right time too. Whether Kevin Peterson's going is the right thing is another matter. What they'll now happen with Andrew Strauss as captain is they'll have a perfectly acceptable captain for their test matches, but they won't either. They won't have a captain for one-day cricket or 2020 cricket, and they'll split the captaincy again, or they'll be carrying a passenger in the side, and that's not quite so acceptable, I don't think.
Do you think that the events of yesterday did much damage to the reputation of the English game?
Initially, that's how it will be viewed. That's how it might be viewed abroad. But actually, when you see the outcome, you let the dust settle on it all. It's not been a nice spat, has it? It's been pretty unseemly. Much of it generated outside the remit of the two parties involved. Actually, you think about it, Peter Moores has not uttered a word on it. He's kept his counsel. And Kevin Peterson's really not had very much to say on this at all. Right? The only words he's attributed to him publicly have been those in his newspaper column. Other people have had a lot of things to say on his behalf. Now, whether he could have done anything to stop that, I don't know. I don't think it was particularly wise that the whole thing was conducted while he, as England captain, was chasing animals in South Africa. I think, you know, it was a far too important issue for him to be stuck out there. I think he should have broken off his holiday and come back and sorted that out too. So that will be seen as bad. But when the dust settles and they see that actually they've got a new coach in place, and you know, there's been a lot of clamour to get a new coach, they'll get a new coach. And Andrew Strauss has done perfectly well as England captain in the Test side in the past, and there's no reason to suppose that he won't do a similarly sterling job in the future. Kevin Peterson has said that he's fully dedicated to carrying on batting for England. And actually, you think about it, this is Kevin Peterson's a bloke who's got his life mapped out. He knows exactly where he's going with his life. He's very, very focused on that, and very, very direct and quite ruthless in the way that he's done that. And I wouldn't mind betting that even his wildest dreams, being captain of England, was not part of that plan. So actually, he's only sort of mildly deflected from his normal path. I think all that will happen is he'll go back on the path he's already decided he should be following.